Welcome to the podcast powered by America's Credit Unions. I'm Managing Editor Jennifer Plager. During Women's History Month, people reflect on the courage of the women from past generations and celebrate how their efforts molded women into who they are today. In this episode, Melanie Kennedy, President and CEO at Southwest Financial Federal Credit Union in Farmers Branch, Texas, talks about Women's History Month, women who have inspired her, her role as a leader, advice for the next generation of leaders, and more. Melanie, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I am looking forward to chatting with you a little bit about your credit union story and your thoughts on leadership and all that kind of good stuff. So why don't we start with a kind of a nice, easy question to get the conversation rolling. What's your credit union story? How did you get where you are today, and what do you do?
I began in credit unions, probably like everybody else, as a part-time teller. And that was just my job until I graduated college and got a real job. And today, here I am 30 years later and have not left this amazing industry and really have just had the opportunity to work with some really great people along the way.
And you said, you know, you started as a part-time teller while you were in school. Did you ever think that you would get to be the leader, the CEO, president at a credit union, or is that something that you aspired to do? Or,
you know, back in the early days, no. I was just trying to make a living. Right? But I had always been a credit union member. And I'm not sure that I always realized what that meant as I was a member. Growing up in the credit union world through my career has really been, you know, an opportunity to help as many people along the way as possible. And it really just kind of became a passion.
Do you today to be able to say that, you know, I lead this credit union, and these are the ways that we help people.
Yeah. So for me, it's just that. My goal is to inspire my team and my members to be the best version of themselves possible. And once they, you know, kind of have that vision in their head, is to motivate them to get there in whatever way that means. So for some, it's just leading a coaching along the way. For some, it's giving them the opportunity to see beyond their own blinders, right? Maybe they're really comfortable in a certain position, but you see so much more beyond that, and really kind of push them and guide them to be that. So I think that's really part of that joy.
And you kind of touched on it already with your answer on that one, but what if you had to describe your leadership style, how would you describe it?
I don't know that I have a style. I just really work to be open and honest and authentic. For sure, I don't have all the answers, and I'm probably not the smartest person in the room. But the good thing is I have an amazing network of other credit union CEOs, other credit union employees, just people. It doesn't even have to be in the credit union world, just people that I have met along the way that I can reach out to if I ever need anything. And so really learning to use those resources has been quite helpful as well.
And Melanie, March is Women's History Month, and where we celebrate women who have made some, you know, big impacts in the world and even the kind of small stuff. What does March and Women's History Month mean to you, as both as a female and as a leader and as a person?
Yeah, so for me, it's really an opportunity, one, to look back and see the progress that we have made as women in America, but also as an opportunity to think about all the progress we still have the opportunity to make, right? To continue to inspire others, you know, the youth of today. As a mom, that's always a hard thing to do. When you look back and you see that so many women along the path have helped pave this path for you, what contribution can I make to help pave that path for someone else? I guess that's really where I start really thinking about it. And don't forget, and don't lose the momentum, because all of that matters and pushes forward.
You mentioned the youth, the little girls that are out there today. Why is it important that they realize, like you said, the advances that have been made, but yet there's still so much more that can and maybe should be done?
Yeah, just tapping into our internal potential and sharing that with others and encouraging everyone, regardless of their age, but especially those, you know, growing up who haven't had the opportunity to leave their legacy mark on the world today, to know that they have so much opportunity and so much potential and so much more than what we had growing up, right? And those who came before us growing up. And to take advantage of that.
And Melanie, is there a woman, either a woman that you looked up to as you were younger, as you were maybe in school, or somebody you look up to today that, like I said, you look up to or has inspired you as you've gone along your career?
There's probably two women who've had the biggest impact. One, of course, is my mom, right? Who was a working mom and had the opportunity to really just inspire me by all the things that she did. You know, she worked, she was always involved, regardless what she was doing. She was always involved, whether it was, you know, community or fun, or she had her hand in every cookie jar. And maybe that's where I learned some of my bad habits from, but I appreciate her sharing them with me. And then I had a manager who kind of took me under her wing as a young, rebellious, part-time teller and kind of helped show me some of the path forward. And she probably really changed my future in more ways than we can count.
You know, it's funny when you say that, you know, one of them is your mom. I remember I was talking with some women last year for a very similar, I think it was actually for our Women's History Month podcast last year, and asked that same question. And of course, all three of them all said either their mom or their grandma or maybe an aunt. And it's just, you kind of forget, you know, growing up of how influential and impactful those women are in our lives as we're growing. So,
yeah. And of course, when you're young, you don't see and appreciate those moments or those nuggets of wisdom that they're passing along. But as you know, or older, and you have the opportunity to reflect back, you're like, oh, that really was a huge moment in my life that was just shaped right then and there. And you don't see it. Of course, hindsight's, you know, always 20/20, right? You always can see everything after the fact.
20 years later, you're like, oh, mom was right. I really should have done
it.
Oh, I know
it hurt.
I probably did deserve to be grounded. So Melanie, where do you mentioned earlier, you know, you have a good network of folks who you've been able to reach out to, but where do you turn for advice or guidance when you come upon a challenge at your credit union?
It's the same, right? So my mom still has a huge impact in my life. So if it's outside of the credit union world, I'm usually turning to her. If it's inside the credit union world, you know, I've created a wide range of networks, from the league, from America's credit unions, from people that you've passed, from CUNA school, you know, there's everything, all kinds of different nuggets in there. And one of the things is that it's really all about the networks, right? It's about everybody that you meet along the way has some bit of information to share with you. And you can always call them and ask a question or, you know, run an idea by them or get their opinion. And everyone's so open and willing to give it, right? Everybody wants to see you succeed in whatever that is.
Melanie, we hear a lot about the value of mentoring. Do you have a mentor, or have you had a mentor in yourself? And
yeah, so we talked about that manager when I was a part-time teller, and she has since retired, but she still lives close and we're still in touch. So that value goes beyond those moments and pushes into years. I mean, here we are 30 years later, right? She's retired. I dream of retiring. And really, just that time never goes away. And the moments that she has shared upon me have stayed with me for all of these years. And the value in being a mentor is invaluable, but also being able to share, to do that for somebody else, phenomenal, right? To have that opportunity, to have that impact in somebody else's life.
So you also serve as a mentor for other folks?
Yes.
You kind of touched on it, but why is it so important for that kind of relationship to be out there, especially when it comes to young professionals?
Yeah, I think it's a way for me to give back, right? I've been so blessed and have had this opportunity to, you know, lead this credit union and be a part of this industry for so long. And it's taken such a huge piece of my heart that it's just really my way of helping someone else and maybe selfishly growing the industry along the way, right? Keeping those who also started as just a part-time teller till they graduated college and got a real job, just long enough until it gets all the way in their bloodstream. And then you can never really get out.
It is weird. It's like once you start in the credit union movement, there's no going back. You don't want to go to another industry.
I couldn't imagine leaving the credit union world, really and truly.
So Melanie, what kind of advice do you have for young females who are in the movement, who maybe like you are starting out as a part-time teller, or maybe have gotten their first, you know, big kid job after school, after finishing school? What kind of advice do you have for them today?
You know, I think my advice would be, one, never stop learning and growing. Be open and adaptive to the change and watch others learn from their positives and their mistakes. I think that's probably my best advice. You know, don't be afraid to ask questions, be present, show up, you know, make an appearance and create a network. That network is unbelievable.
What's the best piece of advice that you've gotten?
You know, I don't know that it was outside advice. It's probably just my mom's advice, but it still sticks. Is don't be afraid to say that you don't know the answer. If you don't know it, just be honest and say you don't know, but then make it your mission to figure it out. And then once you learn it, share it so that others can grow from it as well.